Good morning, everybody. Okay, last week we started Hilchas Chanukah. We left off in the middle. The Gemara says that when the Chachamim instituted the Takana of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, whenever that was, we mentioned last week, one of the Gedolim had a suggestion that the Takanas Hadlokas Neres was instituted only after the Churban HaBayis. And others say, no, the simple reading of the Rambam, it was instituted of the Shana Acheres, the year after the Nisach and HaMelchama. It says, Kavon Vasom, Yamitovim Mahalo V'Hidoya, they established the Yontif, that you say Halom, and you say V'Ala Nisim and Nishman Esrei. And then they made also the Takon of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. So when they made the Takon, so they made three levels. The basic Takon is Neri Shebesai, the whole family can be outside with one Ner, with one candle. Or if you want to be from the Mahadrim, or the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, so then there were two versions, Bisham and Bisil. Bisham and Bisil existed Bisman HaBayis. Hill was the chief rabbi, the Gemara says in the first parak in Masechus Shabbos, Hill was the chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, and Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. They were contemporaries. And then they established yeshivas. So the yeshivas of Bisil and Bishamai were Bisman HaBayis, and then they continued after, years after Hill and Shammai passed away, they had the yeshivas. So the fact that there was a machlokes, Bishamai Bisil, doesn't indicate one way or the other whether the takana of Hadlokas HaNeris existed Bisman HaBayis or it was started after the Churban HaBayis. Because the Bishamai Bisil were both Bisman HaBayis and Lachar HaChurban. So there was a machlokes, Bishamai rubbed the opinion that the first night you light eight, second night you light seven, you perches v'holach, like pari hachag, like on Sukkos, that every day you bring one korban less. And Basil were of the opinion that you moise v'holach, the first night you light one candle, second night you light two candles. So the question is, the second level, mahadrin, not the mahadrin, when you have mahadrin, so it says, nelucholechad v'yachad, how do you translate the words? So for many generations, everybody assumed that the pshat is like the Ramah says, the Ramah quotes in the Maharil, that each member of the family lights his own menorah, lights his own candle. Until the Galia Masechta was a Sefer, Shadus HaTshuvas, first half of Shadus HaTshuvas, second half of the Sefer is Hespedim and Droshes that he gave on different occasions, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Slichas, and so on. And he was a contemporary of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav David, he was a rabbi in Novartek, I think. Rav David Novartek, he was a rabbi in Novartek. So the Galia Masechta points out a brief comment, and after him, the Beis Halevi points it out as well, years later. And and after him, Rav David Soloveitchik has a long arichas on this, that the Rambam does not learn like the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Maharil, and Ner L'Cholecha V'Yechod means each and every individual person lights his own menorah. That's what we do. The father lights his own menorah. We said last week that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that in Volozhin, the minig was those who printed it didn't remember whether he said it the name Rav Chaim Volozhin or this was the yeshiva, the minig in the yeshiva Volozhin, not necessarily attributing it to a Rav Chaim Volozhin, even married women. Should be madlik their own neiris, and it does make sense to say ishte kegufay. Rav Soloveitchik was very upset about that. Ishte kegufay, the Ramah says ishte kegufay. So if the husband lights a menorah and the wife lights her own menorah, that's like a person lighting, saying a bracha on the second hadlaka, it'd be a bracha levatola. Rav Soloveitchik, how can you say ishte kegufay, and the husband says a bracha al achilas matzah, the wife doesn't have a mitzvah to eat matzah, she's her own person. She has to eat her own matzah. So she, why not say Nelech Alech V'Yechod? You don't say Yishtik Kiguf is a din in Psula Yedis. It's not a din in Kiyam HaMitzvahs. If the husband lit the menorah, the wife is also mechayiv to light the menorah. Why not? So we usually assume Nelech Alech V'Yechod like the Ramah, B'Shem Mara, each person lights his own. So you look in the Rambam, this is what these three Gedolim pointed out. The Galia Masechta with the Beis Halevi, with Rav Elvela has barichas about this, that the Rambam learns Nelech Alech V'Yech means differently. Let's say a person is married and he has nine children, so there are 11 people in the family. So the first night of, so every night of Chanukah, he lights, the father of the household lights 11 candles every night. That's ner lo chalecha b'yechad. Instead of lighting ner isha besa, one candle for the whole household, for the whole family, he writes ner lo chalecha b'yechad. He lights a candle for each one of the members in the family. Not that each one of the members of the family lights his own menorah. They were yotze with the father's menorah. How can they say bracha on their own? They have to light the balabais lights for the whole family. But instead of only lighting one candle, he lights 11 candles. And then if you say, Moshe v'Hoylech, let's say we pass on Abbey's Hill and Moshe v'Hoylech. So what it means is that the first night, the father of the household lights 11 candles, husband and the wife and 9 children. Then second night, he's Moshe v'Hoylech, the father of the household lights 22 candles. The third night, the father of the household lights 33 candles. And the fourth night, 44 candles. That's what it means, Moshe v'Hoylech. It doesn't mean that each person lights his own. According to the Maharil, that each person lights his own menorah, that's what the Rambam quotes, so that's the question. The Maharil himself asked the question. How can they say a bracha on their hadlaka? They were ready yotze with the father's hadlaka. Shouldn't it be a bracha levatola? La'adik ner shal chanukah? So the Maharil, the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharil who answers the question. He says, the people who plan to light their own menorah, the father, the wife, the husband, the wife, all the 9 children, each one has kavanah shelo lotzis. When the father lights his menorah, all of the other 10 members of the household have in mind not to be yotze. It can't be yotze mitzvah bal korchacho. That's what Tosfos and most of the Rishonim assume. That's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. That even if one should assume the din is that the mitzvahs ain't zrichas kavanah, maklekes in the Gemara, whether mitzvah tzichus kavanah ain't zrichas kavanah, and the Ramban and the Radvaz have this compromise. The Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz that with respect to mitzvahs deraisa, we pass the mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. With respect to mitzvahs derabanan, we pass the mitzvahs ain't zrichas kavanah. Tosfos points out that there are two different sugyas. The sugya in the end of Psochim and Arbe Psochim, there's a machlokes where the mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, that's about morar bizman hazeh. Morar bizman hazeh is only with the Rabbanan. So Tosfos says that sugya is only talking about mitzvahs derabanan. And the sugya in Brachas that has the machlokes talks about kriyashma and other mitzvahs deraisa. But that sugya is talking about mitzvahs deraisa, whether it's tzrichas kavanah, and there's room to distinguish between the two. So there's an opinion paskin, yes, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, no mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. And the Ramban paskins the compromise, and the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz who adopted that compromise. And mitzvahs deraisa, we should paskin tzrichas kavanah, mitzvahs derabanan, ain't tzrichas kavanah. So most of the Rishonim say, even if you'll adopt the position that mitzvahs ain't zrichas kavanah, but if you have kavanah lehepech, you have kavanah shalolotzis, you're not yotze the mitzvah bal korchacho. So that's what the Maharil says over here. When the father of the household lights, whoever lights the first menorah, maybe they have the children light first, whatever, whoever lights the first menorah, all the other 10 members of the household have in mind kavanah shalolotzis. So you're not yotze bal korchacho. So if they're not yotze, so they're mechuyev to light. So that's what the basis of the din of the Mahadran, the way the Maharil learns, each member of the family should light his own menorah and say his own bracha. Why isn't it a bracha levatola? The answer was he wasn't yotze with the first halakha. The Mahadran, the Mahadran means it's a hidur to have in mind not to be yotze, so you'll have to do the mitzvah yourself. Mitzvah bo yesem b'shluchi, do the mitzvah yourself. Rav Elbala assumes not so. Rav Elbala assumes Nelech Alechad V'Yechad means Kach Tikno Chachamim, that's a Hidur. And even if you were Yotze with the first Hadlaka, this is a Hidur, it's Kach Tikno Chachamim. So you see, you can say a Bracha, this Shita holds, you can say a Bracha on the Hidur. Rav Elbala suggests perhaps what motivated the Rambam to understand Nelech Alechad V'Yechad does mean that each and every member of the household lights his own Chanukiah. The father of the household lights 11 Neiris. He lights how many candles does he light corresponding to how many people in the family? And if you do Mahadran Mena Mahadran, then he lights 11 the first night and 22 the second night and 33 the third night. Maybe that's the Ramam the Shitosa. That's what Avavala suggests, that the Ramam holds by Mitzvah Smila. Once you're Yotze the Mitzvah already, you finish being Yotze the Mitzvah. You can't be Yotze any Hidr Mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam says over here, what do you mean? Hamahadran light ner l'chalechad v'yechad. He cannot, the Rambam cannot learn like the Maharil, that ner l'chalechad v'yechad means me, even though I was yotze with the first hadlaka, I'm going to light my own. as a heider? No, once you yotze with someone else's hadlaka, there's no room for heider. Heider mitzvah is only kolzman. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. Once you're ready, yotze in the mitzvah, you can't do a mahadran. We mentioned on Purim, the Aderis. Rav Kook's first father-in-law was the Aderis. He married the daughter of the Aderis. Aderis is a Rosh Yetevis, Elio David Rabinovich Ta'omim. The family name was Rabinowitz, and when he was born, he had a twin brother. So from that time on, they called the Rabinowitz Ta'omim. So the Aderis was a Rav in Panevish, and then in Mir, in Europe. And then when Rav Shmuel Salant was getting old, he encouraged them that they should hire an assistant rabbi to take over when he'll have to step down. So there was a whole pilpul, whom should they hire as the assistant rabbi. They were looking for some prominent rabbi in Europe. So the end of the story was that the Aderis came, I think in 1901 or something like that. He moved to Yerushalayim, and then he lived there for 5 years or so. In 1906, I think he passed away. And Shmuel Salant was still around. He outlived his Memale Makam. They hired the Aderis. They had the Aderis move in order to take over because of Shmuel Salant was getting old. And then the Aderis died 5 years later. And Shmuel Salant was still going on. So the Aderis had a lot of, he was a Posek Mefurisam, had a lot of original ideas that were not accepted. So one of his Chidushim, all the Poskim from his generation, they quote all of his original ideas. So one of his ideas was, this is an interesting idea. We should accept it, I think. There are a few psukim in the Megillah Esther that the meaning is that we say along with the Balkari, we say it before the Balkari says. So one of the psukim is the last pasuk. We say, Mordechai Yehudi rotze le'raivecha dar v'shalom l'chol zaro, something like that. So the Aderis pointed out, if you're going to say that pasuk before the Balkari lanes it, so most of the Megillah you heard mitoch haksav. The din is, as long as you heard 51% mitoch haksav, the 49% you can say balpeh from a chumash or from a printed Tanakh. You don't have to have 100% read from a kosher Megillah, as long as the rav was read from a kosher Megillah and the miut not. But l'chatchila, it's a mitzvah b'shleimusa to hear the whole Megillah mitoch haksav. So there are a few psukim before we say along with the balkore. So the other psukim, when we say it first, then the pasuk. Well, what's the pasuk? L'hidim ma'aser v'simcha sasavikar. We say that pasuk. So after we say it balped, then the balkore lanes it mitoch haksav. So we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah with a hidur, the whole thing mitoch haksav, not ruba mitoch haksav, kula mitoch haksav. So even though we already said the pasuk, then the balkari lanes it mitoch haksav, and we didn't finish the mikra Megillah yet. So it comes out that we lanes everything mitoch haksav. But on the last pasuk, if we're going to say the last pasuk before the balkari, then we yotzei ready, we finished the whole mikra Megillah. And we're only Yotze B'di'evet, because the last Pasuk B'di'evet is because we heard Rubo, 51%, we heard 99% Mitoch HaKsav, and the last Pasuk we said Balpeh. Then we're going to hear it from the Balkari after we said it Balpeh, then you can't fix up the mitzvah. You already Yotze the mitzvah B'di'evet, you can't convert it into a Lachatchila after you already Yotze B'di'evet, you were Yotze already. That's what he recommended. The last pasuk we should not say until after the balkari lanes it mitoch haksav. Or we should say, have a mind not to be yotze, have kavanah shelo lotzeis. Because once you're ready yotze with the last pasuk, so then you can't introduce any hidurim. You're ready yotze the mitzvah, but you have it, so you can't make it into a lachatchila. So that's what the Ravelbel Soloveitchik explains in his Sefer on the Rambam. Perhaps that's what motivated the Rambam to understand over here that Ne'eloch Alech V'echa doesn't mean, he didn't translate the words, it doesn't mean like the Maharil understood that every member of the family lights his own menorah. Because the Maharil himself says that the Hidur is everybody has a mind, Kavanu Shalol Lotzeis. Okay, so then you were at Yotze. So then if you light your own, so you mechliv to. So that's the Hidur. The Hidur is you have a mind not to be Yotze with the Hadlok of the Balabayas, then you mechayiv to light on your own. But Rav Avila didn't understand like that. You have kavana shelo lotzeis, even though that's what the Maril said. Rav Avila understood that you're yotzei already with the first hadlaka, and the Maril says still there's a mahadrin to light your own. So the Rambam thought that that's not possible. If you're already yotzei with the first hadlaka, whoever lit first, everybody in the family was yotzei, how can you have a heater to light on your own? So that's why Rav Avila thinks that the Rambam, the Shittasa, the Rambam in Hilchos Mila has like that. That if they already finished doing the whole bris mila, you can't make it into, and you were only yotzei b'di'eved by cutting off rov basa chayfes rov ator. You didn't cut off all of the basa. Then you're going to go back, take off the bandage, and cut some more to make it hider mitzvah to cut off the whole basa chayfes rov, the whole arla, not just to rely on rov. So that's what Rav Avil interprets in the Rambam, that you can't make a mitzvah into a lachatchila if you're ready to yotzei the mitzvah b'di'eved. You can't change it, that it should become l'chatchil. Anyway, that is the machlekes, the Rambam in the and the Ramo b'shem Maharil. What does it mean? Ne'eloch alecha v'yech.
Rabbi.
Yes.
To answer the Maharil, could you say that everyone should light together and maybe say the bracha together, or one bracha and everyone be yotzei?
Interesting idea. Okay. Interesting idea. The practice is not so. Yeah, practically everybody lights bezerach hazeh. And Maril himself gives the explanation, quoted by the Magen Avraham, that all those who plan to light their own have in mind not to be yotzei with the balabaises. But that's the common practice, is that they don't have anything in mind when the first person is lighting. Yeah, okay. Exactly where are you supposed to light? So some people light in their, they have a class in college. They go to city college, they light the menorah in the city college in the class. Are you yotze there? So the simple, in Shulchan Aruch says you're not yotze. The hadlaka has to be bibeso. It says we have a minute to light in shul with a bracha, and it says nobody's yotze with that hadlaka because it has to be hadlaka bibeso. That's not really, the Gemara says, the ikim takana, there were three levels of the takana, that ner isha beso. That beso means mishpachto. Isha beso means the whole family is yotze with one candle. That doesn't mean hadlaka b'beiso. But there are other gemaras that imply that the hadlaka has to be dafke b'beiso. If you light in shul, that's not beiso, so no one's yotze. So why do you say bracha if no one is yotze? So the answer is, you say bracha on a minig. Is that true? When you do a minig, you say bracha. You mechuyev mid the rabbanon to observe a minig. The gemara says the minig is binding mid the rabbanon mitam neder. So you recite the bracha when you fulfill a minig. So reciting Chatzi Halal, Hamash Chodesh, is a minig, and that's a famous machloikis, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Sfardim follow the Ramam that a bracha is not recited on a minig. You only say a bracha on a mitzvah, the Reis, a mitzvah, the Rabbanon. The Gemara has a whole discussion of Hechan Tzivanu. How can you say Kedushan B'Misosu B'Tzivanu on Hadlokas Neres Chanukah or on Mikra Megillah, it's only Midir Rabbanon? How can you say Kiddushan Mitzot Tzivanu? Kodesh Bochum is not Mitzvah. So the Gemara says it's okay. You can say Mitzivanu even on a Mitzvah Midir Rabbanon. But on a Minig, from the Gemara in Sukkah, it would appear that a Bracha is not recited. When we clap by Shinas on Hashanah Rabbah, we do not recite a Bracha. And the simple reason why is because that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Chavit Chavit V'loid Baruch, a Bracha is not recited. It's only a minig, it's not even a takana de Rabbanan. So why all of a sudden over here? The Mechaber paskens, the bracha is not recited on Chatzi Halal Amash Chodesh, because it's only a minig. A bracha is not recited when you light Neris on Erev Yom Kippur, because Hadlokas Neris Erev Yom Kippur depends on the minig on Mokim. That's a Mishnah Perek Mokim Shinog in the middle of Psochim. So the Mechaber holds a bracha is not recited. So why does the Mechaber say over here that a bracha is recited when you madlik the neris and the beis haknesses? So the Be'er Agoila on the side of the Shulchan Aruch raises the issue. It's a strong kasha. Isn't it a stira in the Mechaber? Usually Mechaber holds a bracha is not recited on a minig, and here all of a sudden you do recite a bracha. What is the reason for the hadlaka of the beis? Where does the minig come from? So the different explanations given by the achrenim, by the rishonim. So the Beis Yosef quotes different explanations. Quotes one explanation, that it's Zecher LaMikdash, that since in the Beis HaMikdash they had a mitzvah deraisa to be madlik the menorah, so in the Beis HaKnesses, in Shul, Beis HaKnesses is referred to in Tanakh as a Migdash Miyat. The Navi Yecheskel was a Navi before the Churban Bais Rishon and during and after. So he says the Jews will be sent into Golus. They won't have a Beis HaMikdash, but there in Babel, Ve'ayilahem leMikdash Me'at, they'll have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, that Pasuk in Yecheskel is a reference to what the Knesius of Bat HaMidrash HaShabi Babel, that all the shuls that have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses are considered Mikdash Me'at. That's why many Rabbani were opposed to the Chabad practice of lighting in front of City Hall or in Times Square, on some and around the highways. The meaning is, you say bracha and hadlaka be'beis haknesses. You're not yotze hadlaka be'beis haknesses, but the meaning is you say bracha when you're yotze at home. You have to be madlik be'beis. So, or madlik be'beis haknesses, sechel amigdash. But if you're madlik, let's say the men's club or the ladies are having a chagiga on Hanukkah, but it's not going to be in the be'beis haknesses. It's going to be in the social hall. Or it's going to be in the students have a chagiga in the cafeteria. So remember once they decided, when I was a student, they decided to have a chazan, and he lit a menorah, and he said the brachas at the chagiga in the cafeteria. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset. He says, Rav Moshe has like that. All many gedolim are very opposed to the Lubavitch practice of lighting in Times Square and so on. He said the minig to say a bracha is only when you do hadlaka be'beis haknesses, because it's a mikdash miyat, so it's zecha lemikdash. That's the Beis Yosef quotes one opinion like that. Others say the background of the minig is based on the Gemara by Kiddush. We paskin in the last parak in Psochem and Arab Psochem, the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. We paskin in Kiddush al b'makom suda. You only eat the Kiddush if you eat the meal there. That's a person said Kiddush and he washes, and then before he has a chance to eat the challah, the candles blow out and he doesn't want to sit and eat in the dark. So he goes to someone else's house to eat. So the Gemara says he has to repeat the Kiddush. Even though at the time that he said Kiddush, he planned to eat his meal over here, but then it turned out that not. The candles went out, and he's not going to eat in the dark. He's not going to enjoy eating in the dark. So when he goes to the different location to eat his meal, he has to say Kiddush all over again. He only yotzi Kiddush b'makom suda. So the Gemara asks, but the practice is that in Bavel, in Talmud Bavli, the Gemara asks, but the practice is that we recite Kiddush in shul. Isn't it a bracha levatola? Nobody's eating in the shul. Gemara says no. In the days of the Gemara, there was a room adjacent to the shul, and it used to be orchim would stay, usually Jewish bums. They didn't get married. They would float around in Europe. This was practice. They used to have a hegdish. A hegdish means a sloppy room next to the shul. And people would travel from one city to the other and schnorre money and sleep there in the hegdish and so on. So those people have to hear Kiddush. So for them, it was Kiddush b'makom suda. Do we still recite Kiddush today in the shul? No, but we don't have any hegdish anymore. So the Mechaber says that you shouldn't recite Kiddush in shul. And the Ramah says the minig is that we still do recite Kiddush. Some say it's not really a machlokes, the Mechaber, the Ramah. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius wrote the Sefer Mate Ephraim on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and a little bit on Sukkot. So he has a footnote there when you say, whether you say Kiddush in shul on Sukkot, no one's going to eat in shul. So he has a footnote where he talks about this. So he says, the Gemara says we recite Kiddush in shul to be motzi orchem yidei chavosim, that they eat in the shul. How can you eat in the shul? Kedushas Beis HaKnesses requires you're not allowed to eat in the shul. So the Tosis gives two answers. So one answer they give is they ate in the room adjacent to the shul, in the Hegdish that was next to the shul. So the Chazan, the shul, said Kiddush, and the Orchim heard it, and then they would eat in the next room. And the other answer Tosis gives is that but the Knesish Abibavel al Tanai Heim Asuim. All the shuls in Chutz Loretz, the Gemara is talking the Talmud Babli is Chutz Loretz. So all the shuls in Chutz Loretz were built al Tanai. Means that even so, some Rishonim hold lacha churbanim, you're allowed to use it for secular purposes. And others say, no, afilu bibinyanim, even when the shul is standing, you're permitted to use the shul for your own secular purposes. So they say, the Orchim used to eat in the shul. They used to eat in the shul because, but the Kanesiyah Shebebavel, al Tanayhe Masuim. In Prague, the old shul is known as al Tanay Shul. So some say that that's what it means, al-Tanai, that all the Batei Knesiyah Shebebavel were built al-Tanai. Others say that it doesn't mean Al Tanai, Ayin Lamed Tanai. It was the old new shul. They had an old shul, then they made a new shul. And then they made a new shul 50 years later. So the old new shul was not the Alt Tanai shul, the old new shul. 100 years ago, we used to refer to that shul as the new shul. Now there's a new shul, so we refer to the other one as the old new shul, Alt Tanai. So that's what Rabbi Ephraim Zalman HaGolia suggests in his footnotes on the Mata Ephraim. Mechaba lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, the Bati Ganesias, were not built Alat Tanai. So they never had Kiddush in the shul, because the Kiddush in the shul is only on behalf of the Yorchim. You're not allowed to have people eat in the shul in Eretz Yisrael. The Talmud Bavli, the Ramah, was written in Chutzlaret. So he fathers the meeting in Chutzlaret. But the Knesset Yisrael b'Chutzlaret, well, Tanai Heim Asuyim. So they used to have Yorchim meeting in the shul. So therefore, they started off the minig. They developed this minig to have to recite Kiddush in shul. That's what Ephraim Zalman HaGolia suggests. Maybe there's not a machloek as the Mechab and the Ramah. The Mechab is talking in Eretz Yisrael. Ramah is talking in Chutzlar. Ramah lived in Poland, and the Mechab lived in Tzfat in Eretz Yisrael. So getting back over here, so the Beis Yosef quotes some who say, why did the minig develop that you light Neres Chanukah in the shul to be motzi orchem edechei basam? That's what the orchem are going to eat. That's what they sleep and they eat in the room adjacent to the shul. So the minig started because there used to be orchem. That's why they said kiddush and shul. That was kiddush b'makom suda for the orchem. And today the minig remained, even though now we don't have any orchem staying in the shul. So the same as hadlakas neiris. Hadlakas neiris chanukah and shul started off. The minig began years ago in the days of the Gemara when the orchem used to live there in the shul in the room adjacent to the shul. So there had to be yotzei neiris chanukah so the chazan would light. And even though today we no longer have that minig, it's like Kiddush that we still say Kiddush in shul. So the minig remained that you light in the Beis HaKnesset. These are the two explanations that the Beis Yosef quotes from Rishonim. One explanation is that we light in shul the Zechel HaMikdash, the minig is Zechel HaMikdash. So the minig only was to light in the Makam HaMikudash. If you have, let's say now you have outdoor minyanim, the people for the last couple of months are davening outdoors. So would the minig apply that they should light with the bracha outdoors? Pashtus says that not. The minig only was in a makam mekudesh. And a mikdash meyat, the outdoor minyan, is not the makam mekudesh. Then the second explanation that the Bisesi quotes from the Rishonim is, that's why they lit in the shul. Because they were orchim, that was their basim. That's where they ate, that's where they slept. The Vilna Gaon writes a totally different explanation. He writes that in Masechah Sofrim was not part of Mishnah, so it wasn't edited by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Masechah Sofrim was written in the days of the Gaonim, and it was written by the Gaoni Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Magen Avraham writes, that sometimes Masechah Sofrim records Minhagi Eretz Yisrael that do not correspond with the Bavli. The Minhagim based on the Yerushalmi, based on Minhagim Eretz Yisrael, because it was written by the Goyne Eretz Yisrael. So the Masechah Sofrim says, and this is the meaning by the Mechaber, right? This is the meaning by the Sfardim, that on Leil Pesach, we recite Hallel with a bracha in Shul. What is that all about? The Ramah says our meaning is that we don't. The meaning of the Balei Tais was that you don't follow that Masechah Sofrim. Why not? So the Ramah quotes from the Balei Tais said that meaning that you say Hallel and Shul on Leil Pesach was when they had so many Amaratzim, they didn't know how to say Hallel at home. So if they're going to home and make, everybody's going to go home and make his own Seder, they won't know how to say Hallel. They didn't have a Haggadah. That was before Maxwell House Coffee was giving out free Haggadahs. But now that everybody has Haggadah, Kolon HaChacham, Kolon HaNevanim, Kolon HaZakenim, everybody knows how to say Hallel. So there's no reason to say Hallel and Shul. That's what the Balei Tais say. And that was what the Ramah writes. The meaning in Eastern Europe was that they said Hallel at the Seder. They didn't say Hallel and Shul. But the meaning by the Sfardim was, and the Vilna Gaon supports it, he thinks that this is the proper practice, that you should say Hallel and Shul. Why? So the Vilna Gaon explains that the minig that's recorded in Masechah Sofrim is based on the following. The whole idea of reciting Hallel by the Seder on Leil HaSeder, the night of Pesach, is for the sake of Pisumin Nisa. So if you'll recite Hallel and Shul, it'll be B'tzibur. You'll have a much bigger Pisuminis. However many people you're going to have at your Seder, but in Shul you're going to have those people plus more. You're going to have a bigger crowd. So that's the minig. Whenever there's a mitzvah, that's for the purpose of Pisuminis. So that's a Chovos HaYochid. Each Yochid should recite Hallel as part of the Seder. Two of the Arba Kaisers. The second Kaisers recited, the first half of Hallel recited over the second cup of wine. And the fourth Kais, the second half of Hallel is recited over the fourth cup of wine on Pesach night. So whenever they say, that's what the Vilna Gaon says, the Minig was recorded in the Masech Sof. Whenever there's a mitzvah, that's for the sake of Pesumi Nisa. So we try to do it B'tzibur. That will enhance the Pesumi Nisa. So Hadlokas Neris Chanukah is also for the sake of Pesumi Nisa. So that's why in addition to Hadlokah Babayis, that's the real mitzvah, we should do a Hadlokah Bebeis HaKnesses B'tzibur. When is it called B'tzibur? So that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained as follows. The Ramor writes in Shulchan Aruch that the minig in Beis HaKnesses is you daven mincha right before the Shkia, you do Hadlokas HaNeris right at Shkia, and then you daven Ma'ariv right afterwards. So Rav Moshe, so Shailas, let's say Erev Shabbos also you do it like that. You daven mincha right before the Shkia, then the Chazan has got to be Madlik HaNeris a minute before the Shkia. Sometimes they finish Albeinu, and the Kaddish Yosem after Olein, it's already after the Shkia and Erev Shabbos. After the Shkia, we assume it's already Bein Hashmashas, so you're not allowed to light an Erev Chanukah. So the Ramah writes that if you're running late on Erev Shabbos, and if you're afraid you get involved in Chilul Shabbos, the Chazan should be Madlik the Menorah before the Minyan, before Mincha. Even though there's no Minyan, they should be Madlik Menorah, because the 10 people will come later. The people will come to Dav Mincha Ma'ariv on Friday evening, Friday night, so they'll see the menorah in it. So the Shari Tshuva over there is not happy with that. You should light the menorah before Mincha, where there isn't even a minyan. All idea is to do a hadlaka with a minyan. So the Shari Tshuva says you should try to see to it that you have 10 people at the time that you're lighting the menorah on Erev Shabbos in the shul before Mincha. So Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father. He was not happy with that. He said, this used to be his lashon. If you have 10 people reading the Yiddish newspaper, 10 people reading the Morgen Journal, so that constitutes a minyan. That's a tzibur. If you have 10 people who are in it, star for yachad, for a dovish bigdusha, the halacha requires a dovish bigdusha needs a minyan. So if you have 10 people that said kaddish kedusha borchu, they did a chazaras hashat something, so then you have a minyan. So he said, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to light, it's not enough if you have 10 people in shul before Mincha on Friday to be madlik the menorah with a bracha. The meaning is you do hadlaka b'tzibur. Tzibur means that when it's tarfu yachad, for dovish b'kedusha. So that's why he had a kpeda. You have to light dafke in between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The minyan was nitztarf yachad for Mincha, and we're just about, and the tziruf is still there because we're going to dav Ma'ariv right away. And the Beis Medrash, all the years we don't do like that. Beis Medrash, we always daven Mincha at 2:30, then we daven Ma'ariv at 6:15 or 6:30. So, and then when it comes Shkia, so it's neither here nor there. It's in between. We have many people sitting and learning. So the meaning in the Beis Medrash is that we follow Rav Soloveitchik's practice. We do the Hadlaka. Always Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen always does the Hadlaka, but he doesn't say a bracha. That's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. You only say a bracha if you do the Hadlaka. When there was a minyan, it's tafa yachad for mincha, and they plan to dav ma'ariv right away. So in between mincha and ma'ariv, then you do the hadlaka bibrocha. What do you do on Matzoi Shabbos? On Matzoi Shabbos, you can't be madlik in between mincha and ma'ariv. You dav mincha before the shkia, then it's going to be Shabbos until Tzeis HaKachavim. It's going to be a long wait. So how do you do the hadlaka? So on Matzoi Shabbos, it's obvious. You're not going to do the hadlaka till after you say Atachan Antonu in the Shemana Esrei. So Rav Soloveitchik's practice was, he says, in Europe, where he came from, that was the minig, they would light the menorah in shul before the chazan said Kaddish Tiskado. The Tefillah B'tzibur on Matzoi Shabbos by Ma'ariv begins with Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is a Dovish Bigdusha. So they went Nitztar for Yachad for Baruch Hu, and the Tziruf HaTzibur is still present until the chazan says Kaddish Tiskado. He said Tiskado Tzloson at the end of the Tefillah B'tzibur. So there's still a Tziruf HaTzibur till Kaddish Tiskabel. So that's Rav Soloveitchik said, that's his meaning, that was his meaning from Europe. Common practice is not so. common practice is that you do hadlokas, neiros, chanukah, and shul after you say kaddish tiskabel. That's the way it says in the Magen Avraham, after kaddish tiskabel. So the whole tzirif hatzibur just evaporated. So the Ramo has an opinion earlier in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramo writes, the common practice is that the kaddish after Aleinu is only recited if you have an ovel. That's kaddish yosem. If you have an ovel who's an avelus for a parent, so you say bro mezaka abba, the mitzvahs and the maisim tovim that the descendants do, the children and the grandchildren do, is counted as considered as chus for the one who passed away, because he was the one who gave birth to these people. He's the father or the grandfather, so they are an extension of the one who is niftar. So that's why the minhag is that descendants recite the kaddish. So if he said so, that's how it says in the siddur. The kaddish after all then is the kaddish yos. The Rama says no, that's not correct. He quotes Kabbalah sources. The Vilna Gaon thinks that it's a misprint in the svarim that he's quoting, but the Rama quotes this from Kabbalah sources, that the Tefillah B'Tzibur is not completed until you say the Kaddish after Aleinu. And even if there's no Yosem, no one is an Avelus for anything, let's say in Yeshiva, no one says Kaddish after the Shir Shalom, and no one says Kaddish after Korbanus. We don't have anybody in Avelus in the Beis Medrash in the morning, but the Kaddish after Aleinu, Rav Soloveitchik, was always makbid to follow that Ramo. The Rama said, even though the Vilna Gaon disagrees with the Rama, he thinks the Rama is based on a sefer that had a misprint, but that's Rav Soloveitchik followed the Rama, that the Tefillah B'Tzibur is not over until you say the Kaddish after Aleinu. The Tefillah B'Tzibur begins in the morning. Tefillah B'Tzibur begins with the Kaddish after Psukah de Zimra. That's how the Ramam says. Everybody says Psukah de Zimra, and someone gets up and says Chatzi Kaddish after Yishtabach, and that's the beginning of Tefillah B'Tzibur, with the Chatzi Kaddish and the Baruchu. That's the beginning. It doesn't begin with the Shemana Esrei. It begins with the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu before Brichas Kriya Shema. And the Tefillah B'Tzibur is not over until after you say the Kaddish after Olen. And even if there's no Ovel saying Kaddish, but that's why usually Rabbi Blau will say Kaddish when he's in the Beis Medrash, or when he's not around, someone else will say Kaddish even though no one is in Avelos. And the same thing by Mincha and Ma'ariv. So if the shul follows that practice that they always insist on having someone say the Kaddish after Aleinu, and it's not, you assume it's not a Kaddish Yosem, it's the conclusion of the Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's how the Ramo writes also. The Mechaber writes, you should keep your tefillin on in the morning until after the Chazan finishes the Kaddish Tiskabel after Ravo Letzion. Because Kaddish Tiskabel is the Gemara of Tefillah B'Tzibur, so all of the people in the shul should have the tefillin on until the conclusion of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the Ramo says that the minhag in Poland by the Ashkenazim is you keep your tefillin on until after the Kaddish after Aleinu. Why? The Rav Soloveitchik said that's the Ramo l'shitasai, that the Tefillah B'Tzibur is not completed till after the Kaddish after Aleinu. Tefillah B'Tzibur begins with the Chatzi Kaddish after Psukah Zimra, and it ends with the Kaddish after Aleinu. Kaddish after Shir Shal Yom, that's a Kaddish Yosem. If there's no Yosem, no one in Avelus, you don't say that Kaddish. But the Kaddish after Aleinu is the conclusion of the Tefillah B'Tzibur. So just like the Mechaber says, everyone should keep the Tefillin on to left of the Kaddish Tiskabel after Ravo Letzion, because that's the conclusion of the Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Ramo L'shitasa writes that the conclusion of the Tefillah B'Tzibur is the Kaddish after Aleinu, so everyone should keep the Tefillin on till after someone says the Kaddish after Aleinu. So if the practice of the shul, Matzoi Shab is getting back in, when do you light Neiros, Chanukah, and Shul? So if the practice of the shul is they're always makbid, a lot of shuls are makbid now, that someone should always say a Kaddish after Aleinu, even by Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, even though there's no one in Avelus, so then we are acting as if the Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Tzibur is still star for Yachad. When they started Ma'ariv, they said Baruch Hu Adov Shebikdusha. So they when it start for Yachad as a minion, and the tziruf of the minion is still there until after the Kaddish after Aleinu. So they do hadlokas neiros before Aleinu, so it's still a tziruf hatzibur. If the meaning of the shul is not so, that they don't always have someone say Kaddish after Aleinu, only a yosem, so the Tefillah B'Tzibur is really over when you say the Kaddish Tiskabel. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested if the practice of the shul is that they say Havdalah, most of the shuls, they say, even in the shuls, we don't say Kiddush. because ain't kiddush ala malkum suda. But havdalah doesn't have to be b'makom alav malka. You can say havdalah unrelated to any suda. So many shuls, let's say in the base medrash, they don't say kiddush in the base medrash, but they say havdalah in the base medrash. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe havdalah is really you need a havdalah for the tzibur. Everyone's going to say havdalah at home anyway. So in a normal shul, in the base medrash, everybody's yotze, all the talmidim, they're not going home. They're yotze with the havdalah and shul. But even if you have a regular shul, they say officially havdalah and shul, and everybody's going to say havdalah at home. So what's the havdalah and shul all about? That's the official havdalah of the tzibur. There's Tosefes Shabbos of the Yochid and Tosefes Shabbos of the tzibur. So when the shul officially says havdalah, even though they said atochan antonu, but they're still observing a little bit Tosefes Shabbos, someone has to light the candle. So obviously, after you said Atochan Antonu and Ma'ariv and Nishman Esrei, you're allowed to do Malacha. But the official Havdalah of the Tzibur, the official, it's still a little bit Tosefes Shabbos till you recite the Havdalah in Shul. So maybe the Tzirif HaTzibur is still there. But that's what some of the Rabbanim pointed out. In many of the Shuls, they stopped saying Kiddush and Havdalah, because they're afraid that that may spread the disease. Some of the shuls, they started back again. So if the practice of the shul is that they don't always say Kaddish Efter Aleinu. Kaddish Efter Aleinu is only Kaddish Yosem. So the Tzirif HaTzibur is only up until Kaddish Tiskabel. And if they're not saying Havdolan shul, so there is no Tzirif HaTzibur, the Tzibur is Nitzarf Yachad for Baruch Hu, and the Tzirif HaTzibur disappeared. It vanished when they said Kaddish Tiskabel. So if they're going to say Havdalah b'tzibur, so maybe there's still a Tzirif HaTzibur till Havdalah. But if they're leaving out Havdalah now because of the pandemic, then they should really move up the Hadlaka in the shul to before Kaddish Tiskabel. So that's the Hadlaka in the shul. The Hadlaka in the shul is only a minik. Is only a minik.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
A question, just if it's really about Pursume Nisa, then why does the Tzirif HaTzibur matter about Dover Shevikdusha?
You want to have a Tzibur. Whatever is a Chavis HaYochid for the sake of Pursume Nisa, so the Masechus Sofim says you should be Mekayim, the Minig is, it's a Minig. Minig is, if you do it with Tzibur, we will have more Pursume Nisa. So the definition of a Tzibur is 10 people, Shenitztar for Yachad for Dover Shevikdusha. Not some 10 people roaming around in shul, getting ready to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. They were not nitzar for yachad. They don't have the status of a tzibur yet. That was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's suggestion. So far we were just discussing hadlok and the Beis HaKnesses. Yeah. What about
Rabbi,
just
about Kaddish. So would you recommend someone who's, if there's no one that's ever said Kaddish, their parents are alive or something, that someone should say Kaddish?
The Ramah says because not everybody holds like that, so you should get someone who lost a parent or two, he should say the Kaddish. But then he says, and even if there's no one who lost a parent, the Ramah writes, strictly speaking, he can say the Kaddish after Aleinu, because like a Chazan says Kaddish, it's not a Kaddish Yosem, provided that the parents are not Makbid. That's what I think the Ramah writes like that. If he has parents and the parents are Makbid, they get the heebie-jeebies when he says Kaddish. So let him not say Kaddish. Let someone else say the Kaddish. Yeah.
And then Nisuch Sfard says Baruch Hu at the end. So maybe you wouldn't have this issue of Kaddish?
Probably. If you're going to say Baruch Hu at the end, so there's still a Tzirif HaTzibur. That is correct. So Leji was not happy with that minik. And Eretz Yisrael, they do it all over, that they say Baruch Hu Basa. They say Baruch Hu at the end. Why? Because there's a Mishnah Megillah in the case of Mishnah. When the Rama quotes that Mishnah Megillah, about Paris al-Hashma, so the Kesem Mishnah explains, it's, I think, a Shita Saritva, I think it quotes the Ritva, that when you said, Baruch HaShem Baruch, let's praise HaKadosh Baruch, everybody says, yes, Baruch HaShem Baruch Ni'al Avoid, then you have to say something. If you don't say any praise, so you, it's like Leitzonis. Everybody gets together, let's praise everybody. Shalom said, yes, we all agree, and then you walk away. So he said, if you want to say Baruch HaBasra, it should be before Aleinu. Then you say, let's praise HaKadosh, and say, okay. Then we say, Aleinu L'Shabech, L'Adon HaKol. But to say Baruch Hu Basra, to say Baruch Hu after Aleinu and then to walk away. So he thought that that's sacrilegious, that that's not proper. He said the minig where he, minig and brisk, he said the minig and brisk was they would have a hoichah kedusha. If somebody came late to shul and he missed chazaras hashatz and he didn't hear kedusha, so he would start davening Shemana Esrei out loud, tefillah balachshi, he would start out loud, and nine people would answer kedusha, and then he would say the dor dor nagid galecha akel akod, and then he finished the whole Shemana Esrei quietly. So that's what we call in Yiddish a hoichah kedusha. But they wouldn't have a hoichah baruchu. They wouldn't allow baruchu because everybody's going to say baruch Hashem v'alchni al void. Then they're not going to say aleinu. So that's not right because of that kes of Mishnah. Kes Mishnah, I think, quotes the Ritva, says like that. With respect to the institution in the Mishnah Megillah about person malashma, what was it all about? That means people daven b'yechidus, so they didn't say baruchu. So they gathered together in shul and they say baruchu. Then after they say bracha, then they say the first bracha, birchas kriyas shema. What are they saying, the first bracha? They said it already when they daven b'yechidus. Each one daven at home b'yechidus. So why are they saying again? So I think the Ritva gives that explanation because when you say bracha, Hashem, bracha, you don't avoid, you, everyone is joining with the chazan. Let's praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you walk away. You don't say anything. That's how they do in Eretz Yisrael. You say bracha at the end, then everybody walks away. So that's what the Rishonim say. We allow you to repeat the bracha. The first bracha and the birchas kriyas shema, in order that the bracha should be in place. If you just say bracha Hashem al yom avod, you don't say any shevach, so it's not proper. So this is the hadlaka. Yes.
Why don't we say that bracha Hashem bracha al yom avod is shevach? Doesn't it mean?
That's the minig is based on that assumption that that is the shevach. And some of the Rishonim hold that it's not proper. That's an agreement. That's a statement of a plan. We're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you got to say something. That's exactly the machlekes. Correct. Right. The practice in Eretz Yisrael, the practice by the Sfarim is they hold the Baruch Hashem, that is the Shevach. Okay. Very good. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's a minig to be madlak b'beisa. But no one's yotze because hadlak has to be b'beisa. So what's the definition of b'beisa? So in the end of Erevin, towards the end of Erevin, Erevin is a long, long besichta in the Ayins. I think it may be Dafayim Besa. So the Taz quotes it in Hilchas Chanukah. In Erevin, there's a machlokes. What's the definition of Besa? What's the difference? What's the definition of Besa? So the question runs like this. A person has two homes, one apartment where he eats and one apartment where he sleeps. Let's say the students eat in the cafeteria under normal circumstances, and they sleep in the dormitory room. So let's say they're two blocks away from each other. I know some people who live in Teaneck, so they have two apartments. That one, they have, when the family grew, so they bought another apartment, so the children sleep in the other apartment, but they eat all the meals at the parents' home, and it's a block away from each other. So the question is, which one is called Besa? The Makam Achila, that's called Makam Pita, where your bread is, pas, Makam Pita, or the Makam Lina, the place where you sleep. Which one is considered Besa? What's the difference? Gemara has there two dafkaminas. One dafkamina is, if you don't live in a city, you live in the mountains, there's no city, and he has two different apartments, where do you measure Alpayim Amah? Alpayim Amah around your bias. So where is your bias? The Makam Achila or the Makam Shina? Makam Pita or Makam Lina? So that the Gemara starts off as if it's a machlokes. The Gemara comes out as a machlokes. The rules and regulations, sometimes makam achila, sometimes makam pita, and sometimes makam shina. So one nafkamina is for tchum Shabbos. The other nafkamina is for the din of Shlom HaMelech. Let's say I live in an apartment building. Let's say you have 100 apartments. So Shechter's family lives in this apartment. Hellman's family lives in that apartment. And Reese's family lives in that apartment. A lot of different families live in different apartments. So on the level of the Raisa, a Rishus Sayachid is a Rishus Sayachid. So you're allowed to carry all over the place within Rishus Sayachid. Mid the Rabban and Shlema HaMelech made a takana. That's in the Gemara in the Erevin, the beginning of the second parak. A Baskal came out from heaven saying, Yashikarech to Shlema HaMelech, Chocham Bini, Alken Yismach Libi Gamoni, Min HaShemayim, they were masking to the takana Shlema HaMelech. That even if you have a Rishus Sayachid, but different families live in different apartments, so you have to make an Eruv Chatzeres. So let's say I have an apartment in this building, I have an apartment two blocks away, the other building. I sleep over here and I eat over there. So where do I have to participate in the Erev? Do I have to participate here or they have to participate. The Gemara assumes there's only one to a customer. You only have one bias. You don't have to participate in both. And it's not optional. You can choose wherever you want. There's a din. So what is the din? So the sugya begins as if it's a machloikas, Rabbi Shmuel. And then it continues. The Gemara explains, no machloikas. Sometimes makam achila and sometimes makam shina. There's a Ramah in Hilchas Chanukah where the Ramah writes a Tshuvas HaRashba. Rashba has a few hundred Tshuvas that we have so far. They keep on discovering more. Every couple of years they found some more or find some more collection of Tshuvas HaRashba. So the Rashba has a Tshuva where the Ramah writes you should be Madlik Memokam Achila as opposed to the Mokam Shina. So some people misunderstand that to mean you look in the Tshuva, that's all it says. The Ramah quotes the whole tshuva, it's one line tshuva, the whole thing. So some people misunderstand that to mean that you should light the Neres Chanukah in your dining room as opposed to lighting in your bedroom. The Makam Achila and Makam Shina. The Pashtus is that that's not what he's talking about. Pashtus is he's referring to the terms as they appear in the Gemara, not which room in the apartment should you light the menorah, which apartment should you light the menorah. I have two different apartments, two blocks away from each other. One apartment I sleep, and one apartment I eat. So which one is beso? Because the hadlaka has to be beso. The sugi in Erevin doesn't talk about it. Sugi in Erevin is talking about tchumen and talking about where do you aser. A person only asers if it's beso. Let's say I have an apartment in the building, but I'm away on vacation. So whenever I'm away on vacation, I'm not going to come back on Shabbos. I'm going to shem Shabbos. If you have a goy, and the goy can come back in the middle of Shabbos, or you have a non-observant Jew, he may drive back in the middle of Shabbos, then he asks, even though he's not there for Shabbos, he asks, unless he's in New Zealand, he's not going to come back. He won't make it back till the end of Shabbos. But if he's within driving distance, he's an hour away, since he may come back in the middle of Shabbos, he asks even though he's not there. If he's a Jewish person who Shem Shabbos and he's away somewhere else with Shabbos, he's not here. So he doesn't ask us, he doesn't have to participate. He doesn't have to have a shutvis in the box of matzahs that's set aside as the Eruv Chatzeres. So just like the sugya has this discussion, which one is called Beso, the Mokam Achila, the Mokam Shina. So that's what the Ramah means when he quotes this Tshuvas HaRashba. You should light b'mokam achila, which means you should light in that apartment where you eat, as opposed to the apartment where you sleep. Yeah. So the Gemara has all kinds of rules and regulations. So the first rule the Gemara has is, if they're both equal, b'mokam achila, b'mokam shina, so the one, the b'mokam achila, is called beso. What if they're not equal? So let's say, in Europe, in the yeshivas, they used to sleep in one place, and they had one apartment where they slept, and then they used to eat by balabatim. In Yiddish, they used to call it flegen essen teg. They used to eat every Monday night, they ate by this balabas, every Tuesday night, they ate by that balabas, and every Shabbos, they ate by this one. And a lot of times, the balabatim who had the talmidim over eating by them didn't treat them nicely. So they served big portions of chicken for their own children. And the yeshiva bacher, they're donating money to the yeshiva. The yeshiva bacher, they would give them a little portion. So they would treat them as if they were stepchildren. They didn't treat them nicely. So the days of the Gemara, it was the same practice. So the yeshiva bacher, they slept in the dormitory that belonged to the yeshiva, and they ate by the balabatim. Because the balabatim didn't treat them nicely, so the Gemara says they enjoyed it better where they slept than the place where they ate, because they weren't treated nicely by their families where they ate. So if the one is more comfortable than the other, if the Mokam Shina is more comfortable than the Mokam Achila, so then the Mokam Shina is considered Beso. Or let's say they're both equally comfortable, but one is very public. Let's say all the boys normally, Shanim Kitikun, all the boys eat in the cafeteria. So you can have, on any given Shabbos, you can have 200 people eating, 150 people eating a cafeteria. Masheni Kane, the apartment where you sleep, you only have two or three people sleeping in the apartment. So the Bangan Avram says the one that's more, the Gemara says the one that's more comfortable, the Mokam Achila beats out the Mokam Shina, if you have two apartments. But if the Mokam Achila is not that comfortable, so the Gemara says the Mokam Shina is called Beso. Or the Bangan Avram says that the Mokam Achila is very public, like the cafeteria. They allow outsiders also to come. If you pay money, you can eat in the cafeteria. And even if you don't pay money, you have any given time when you're eating supper there, you have 25 people eating there as well. So the cafeteria is more public and the apartment is more private. So the one that's more private is considered Besam. So that's where Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, that the boys who sleep in the dormitory in the yeshiva, the dormitory rooms where they sleep are more private. The cafeteria is, you have all the people together. So you can't be yotze by lighting in the cafeteria. They have to light in the room where they sleep. Unfortunately, people are sometimes not careful. So years ago, when I was a student in yeshiva, there was a big fire in Cleveland in the Telzer yeshiva. And some of the boys lost their lives. There was a fire on Hanukkah because they weren't careful. One of the boys who died was the son of one of the rabbis in YU. He sent his son to learn in Cleveland. Should have sent his son to learn in our yeshiva. He sent him to learn in Cleveland and tells the yeshiva he died in that sreifa. So, and then in the yeshiva, when I was a rabbi in the yeshiva, as one of my students was not careful. We lit the menorah in the dormitory. There was no problem. So one of the students in my time, he was a student in my class, he lit the menorah right next to the curtains, and the curtains caught fire. No one was hurt, but the building was damaged. So at that time, Dr. Lehm was the president, so he prohibited lighting in the dormitory. So the shaila is, so some rabbanim felt, if you can't light in the dormitory, you can't light in the mokum shina, even though that's more private, so you go back to the Mokum Achila. You have no choice, you go back to the Mokum Achila. I can understand that position, but I don't think that it's correct. I thought we have rules and regulations. So since the Magen Avraham says the Mokum Achila is more public because you have so many people, the Mokum Shina is more private, only 2-3 people in a room, so that's called Beso. So you can't say, well, since you can't light in the Mokum Shina, so you go back to the Mokum Achila. I thought it doesn't help. So exactly where you're supposed to light. So the din is you light al Pesach beis mibachutz. And the days of the Tanaim, the Takana was you have to light outside. And the Pashtus is if you light inside, the simple reading more, you light inside the house, you're not yotze. You have to have the maximum pisumi nisa that you can have. So then the Gemara says, v'shas ha-sakana, if it's a sakana to, let's say, under the communists, you're going to light a menorah outside. They'll send you to Siberia. They'll put you in jail. They didn't allow any religious observance. In the days of the Tanaim also, there were certain times that the Zoroastrians of the Avodah Zarah used to worship fire. Somehow fire was part of their religion, so they wouldn't allow anyone to light fire in their own home. So if they would see you lighting a menorah outside, they would blow out the candles. So they weren't able to light the menorah. So that's what it says in the Braisa. V'shasas hakana minichal shulchana v'dayoy, he lighted at home. So the Pashup Shad in the Braisa says, minichal shulchana v'dayoy, it's a zecher to the mitzvah of hadlokas neres chanukah, but you're not yotze, because hadlokas neres chanukah has to be with pisumi nisa for the public. So somehow over the years, it developed that it's not so. If you light the beso, you'd say, even though it's less pisumi nisa. The Gemara at least had a havamina. At one point in the Gemara, the Sfasemis on Masech Shabbos points it out. At one point, the Gemara had a havamina. The menich al shulchan v'day b'shas hasakana. You don't say a bracha. You're not yotze to anything. It's only a zecher to the mitzvah of hadlok and seres chanukah. But somehow, by the time you get to the end of the sugya, we assume that that's not the halacha. The halacha is more correct is to be madlik al pesach beis mibachutz, and if you light the beisa, there's less pesach minisa is for the bnei abayis. Then your yotzeis can say a bracha on that as well. So that's what Rashi learns, that you're madlik al pesach abayis right in front of the tefach hasamach al pesach in front of your house. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi that you should be madlik al pesach hachotzer. There were batim, let's say you have an apartment house. So you have on any given floor, on my floor, I think we have 6 apartments. I'm 26A. So I'm the 6th apartment. So we have 6 apartments on every floor. Then you have the hallway. So the hallway is the chotzer. And the apartments are the batim. So Tesis writes, you don't have to be madlik al pesach habayis. If you're madlik al pesach hachotzer, if I'm madlik in Times Square, that's too far removed from my bias. It doesn't relate to me. So I'm not yotze. if I'm madlik inside my home, I only have pisumi nisa for the bnei abayis. I want to have more pisumi nisa. If I'm madlik al pesach abayis, I'll be yotzei, but I want to get more pisumi nisa. So Tosis, Rashi learned that's as far as you go, al pesach abayis. And Tosis says, no, you can be madlik al pesach achotzer. The further away from the house that you're madlik, the more pisumi nisa you'll have. But if it's too far away, then it doesn't relate to you. So Tosis claims that more correct is to be madlik al pesach achotzer. I think that's the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch. And then the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes, but don't forget, Rashi is not a Shita Yechido. There are a few Rishonim who say like Rashi, that you can't light Al Pesach HaChotz, you can only light Al Pesach HaBayis. So the question is, let's say in a dormitory. So each one has a dormitory room, that's the Bayis, Al Pesach HaBayis, so they don't let you light because there's nobody there. So maybe you can light Al Pesach HaChotzer. Where's the Pesach HaChotzer? So let's say if there's a lounge on the floor. I think in some floors they allow the students to light in the lounges because there are always some students there. There's always somebody there. There's a guard there who's going to check. So is that considered a chotzer? So there's a Ramon Hilchas Erevin where the Ramon says that there's a din of Eruv Chatzeris and a din of Shituf and Mavuas. And they're different dinim. The dinim are slightly different. So the question is, and the tikkun that you need on a chotzer and a mavi and a bayis are different. So the Ramah writes there, I think, what's a Trumas Hadeshin, who says that ein lana din chotzer bizman hazeh. A chotzer is, let's say, if you have a lot of people have batim around in a circle, and then there's a chotzer in front of all the batim. And the people sometimes have a picnic, they sometimes sit in the chotzer, they read, they do homework. Well, let's say if you live in an apartment building, what do we use the hallways for? We don't do anything in the hallways. When you come home with your groceries, so you stop in front of your apartment, you open up your three locks, if you locked all the three locks, you open up the locks and you take a so you leave your groceries in the hallway just for half a minute till you open up the door and you go into the house. No one ever eats in the hallway. In my building, some of the mothers prepare before Pesach. So the Leil Bedikas Chametz, the children eat their pizza in the hallways because the mother had made the whole house is ready kosher for Pesach. So she doesn't want them to eat any chametz in the house. She doesn't want any crumbs. So once a year on Leil Bedikas Chametz, the children eat in the hallways. They eat in the lobby, but that's not called a chotzer. So the Ramah writes that Ein lo did chotzer bizman hazeh. They don't have a din of chotzer. So they quote, I thought of this on my yom, but then I saw they quote from the Chazon Ish like this. That just like ein lo din chotzer bizman hazeh b'negeah to eruv chatzeris, we don't have an institution of a chotzer. We don't have the kulos of a chotzer. So ein lo din chotzer b'negeah to hadlakas neres chanukah either. Even though Tosfos says you can be madlik al pesach chotzer, bizman hazeh doesn't apply. We don't have any chotzer. Maybe the dormitory is different because the boys walk in their pajamas from one room to the other. They walk to the shower. They walk in their bathrobe to the shower and they come back. So maybe a dormitory is different. There's room to argue the point and say a dormitory hallway does have a din of a chotzer. So if you hold like a Tosfos, not only could you be madlik betoch habayis, al pesach habayis, betepach hasamach labayis, you can be madlik anywhere in the chotzer and the hadlaka will relate to you. Could even be madlik al pesach hachotzer. Preferable, according to Tosfos, preferable is al pesach hachotzer to gain more pisumi nisa. So I can see that if they would light anywhere on the hallway, that's the chotzer, or in the lounge, that's also part of the chotzer, that I can understand. But if you live on the fifth floor in the dormitory and they tell you to light in the lobby on the first floor, so that's like already the mavui. That's already, I don't think people walk. A guy's not going to go from the fifth floor to take a shower on the first floor. I don't know if there is any shower on the first floor. He's not going to walk in his pajamas to the first floor on the same floor where he sleeps. So maybe the whole floor has a din like a chotzer. But to say that even the lobby on the first floor, I would think the lobby on the first floor is already the mavui. So once you're ready, I'll pass the Pesach HaChotzer. I thought you can't be mavui. That's why there's a big problem. Exactly how do you do hadlaka in the dormitories. You have to be careful not to make a fire. Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yes.
is there anything that could be done between now and Hanukkah to make it into a chatzer? Like, let's say you started eating all of your meals there for the next week and a half, or you went to hang out there, like you did night seder there for a few nights.
A thing you can do is to get married, and then the Gemara says, "Ishta madleka salavatoch beso." Okay, you have another week to go. Ishta madleka salavatoch beso. What does that mean? What's that din? Ishta madleka. The Gemara says, one of the Amorim says, when I used to be single, so I had to go home when it was time for Adlok and Neres Chanukah, I had to go to light Neres Chanukah. Now that I got married, I stay later in the Beis Medrash and I'll come home later. My wife is going to be madlik and I'm yetzer the hadlokah that my wife does at home. So many have the practice, the Talmidim by the Sfardim. They follow Chacham Avadya. So the Talmidim are studying in Eretz Yisrael for a year or two or three. And the parents live in California, the other side of the world, 10 hours difference between Eretz Yisrael and California. And they hold that the Yotze with the Hadlaka of their parents in California for them. Rav Moshe holds half like that. Rav Moshe holds, if you live in New York, if a person lives in California and he's in business in New York for Hanukkah, so his wife is going to light 3 hours later in California. So then he's Yotze with Tishta Madleka Salabatoch Besa. But if he lives in New York and he's in California for business, and his wife is being madlik 3 hours earlier than where he is, so then he's not yotze, because based on where he's in California for business, wife is madlik in New York, so it's 3 hours too early. So Moshe also holds, he's might have been mixed, holds half like Chacham Avadya. I thought the whole thing was a pella. I thought the simple reading of the Gemara, that yotze ishta madlik hasala b'toch beiso, my wife is lighting the iris at home, and I plan to go home tonight. Not that I'm a whole day, I'm a couple of days going to be in a different city, the other side of the world. I thought it's similar to the din of Bami Makam Karev, Bami Makam Rachayk. There's a din of Derech Rachayka by Korban Pesach, that if a person is more than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, he doesn't relate to Yerushalayim. So even if he's going to come by jet plane, he's going to make it before Pesach. But at Chatzais, different opinions. The Rambam has a different pshat, but the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, if he is within 15 mil of Yerushalayim, so he relates to Yerushalayim, it's considered as if his makam is in Yerushalayim, then he can have them bring a Korban Pesach on his behalf, and he'll fly in by jet plane, he has his private jet, he'll come and elite the Korban Pesach Leil Pesach. But if he's more than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, then it's Mokum Rochek, so he can't make it in a half a day, so he doesn't relate to that Mokum. So there's such a din in Avelis also. By Erev Pesach, it's a din, can he make it within a half a day? Because the Chi of Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, and you can't bring the Korban Pesach after Shkia. So can he make it within that amount of time? Where he is at Chatzos, he's going to make it, then it's Derech Kreiva, if it's far away, Derech Rochek. By Avelis, there's a din of the Gadol HaBayis is sitting Shiva somewhere else, and one of the relatives comes be Mokum Karev within one day's travel. By Avelis, it's a whole day, and by Korban Pesach, it's only a half a day. So here, I relate. That's my Mokum. I'm Yotze the Hadlaka. If I plan to go home, I'm in New York. I'm learning in the Beis Medrash, and my wife lives in Teaneck, or my wife lives in wherever, somewhere in New Jersey, and I'm going to go home tonight. So I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it tonight. So then my wife is madleka. But I don't plan to go home tonight. How can you say that? I thought it was very highly, highly questionable. I was not happy, not about Chacham Avadya's opinion, not about Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion. I thought that was a big pillar.
So someone's traveling. Where should they light? Because it's not considered beso in California if you're from New York.
The Gemara has a din of Achsenoi. The Gemara says Achsenoi. The Gemara makes it Achsenoi is Chayav b'ner Chanukah. So Rav Soloveitchik asked the question when we learned the Gemara. Achsenoi is Chayav in Tzitzis and Tefillin and Kriya Shema and Lulav and Shofar. It's Chayav in all the mitzvahs. What's the Chiddush? Achsenoi is Chayav b'ner Chanukah. So he said, the Chiddush is, you have to be madlik bebeso. So the Achsenoi is visiting there temporarily. He's visiting in a different family temporarily. what's the definition of achsanah? I said, they don't give you a definition. There's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara by Tchum Shabbos also, and whether you aser, whether you have to participate in Neiruv HaTzeres also. It depends, is it beso or not? That's the Gemara we were talking about before in Erevin. So the Gemara says there, achsanah doesn't aser. So Taisa gives you, there's a little Taisa there in Erevin that think, Taisa gives you the definition of achsanah. Achsanah means a person who's visiting by someone else. They live in the family kabun. He's only there, aroi. He's there less than 30 days. If he's staying by someone for more than 30 days, he's one of the bnei bayis, even if he's not related to them. Let's say there's a student who goes to the yeshiva and he sleeps in my apartment, and he lives here all year long. So he's one of the bnei bayis, even though he's not a relative of mine. So when I light the Neres Chanukah, he's yotzu at my hadlaka. But if the person is only here for less than 30 days, so if a person is in a hotel room, he's there for less than 30 days, but there's no one else sharing the room with him, he's the only one there. So then it's his beso. If it's in contrast, if he's in the same apartment with other people, he's sharing the same apartment, and the other people live there kavua, they live there all year long. He's only there for less than 30 days. So then he's called an achsanoi. So that's what the Gemara says, a chiddush. The first line, achsanoi, chai ben achanik is a chiddush. That it's considered beso. One might have thought, yeah, he's chayv and tzitzis and tefillin and shofar and lulav, and sukkah is chayv and all the mitzvah, but he's not chayv in Ner Chanukah. A bum who sleeps in the park, he doesn't has no beso. He doesn't have a bias. So he's not chayv in Ner Chanukah. So the bum who sleeps in the park, Rashi says, the fellow who sleeps in the park has no bias. So when he sees someone else has been over, he says the birchas haroya. Haroya ner chanukah mevarch. You don't say l'hadlik ner shal chanukah. He say the first night the two brachas shos and nisim shachyanu. And the second night on, you say only shos and nisim. You don't say shachyanu. So they were mesakin birchas haroya ner chanukah for the fellow who sleeps in the park. He has no bias. So one might have thought achsanoi is also like the bum who sleeps in the park. He can't fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara says, no, achsanoi chai ben er chanukah. But then the Gemara says, how does he do it? The Gemara says, mishtate bepruta. The Rav Soloveitchik understood some of the poskim learn like this. The Mishnah Berurah does not accept this opinion, but some of the poskim write like this. Achsanoi is chai ben er chanukah, but the only way he can be yotze is aydei mishtate bepruta. He can become batel agav tofel to the balabais. If a kaina shutfis in the shemen, doesn't have to be kaina shutfis in the Chanukiah, but if it's kaina shutfis in the shemen, so then he's batal agav the balabais. If he would be an achsanoi for more than 30 days, then he's not an achsanoi. He's one of the bnei abais. He doesn't have to be mishtata b'pruta. But if he's only there for less than 30 days, and the family is there, if the family is not there, they gave him the apartment, then it's his beso. Like you move into a hotel room, that's beso. You're the only one there in the hotel room. There's no one else sharing with you. But if you're together with a family, so then if they give you your own bedroom, so your own bedroom is a beso. So then you can light in the bedroom. But if they don't give you your own bedroom, you're sleeping in Europe. They didn't have their own bedroom. Everybody slept in one big room. Not Europe before the war, Europe 300 years ago. So then 200 years ago. So then he's together with everybody else. So then achsanoi, the only way to fulfill a mitzvah is aydei mishtata bepruta. But let's say you have two people share the same dorm room and they want to save money. So one is going to be madlik, the other one is going to be mishtata bepruta. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's room to argue the point and say you're not here. It's a mishtata bepruta. One can argue the point and say it only works by an achsanoi. He's batel agav the galabais, because the main balabais, it's beso of the balabais who lives there kavua. I'm only there aroi. Less than 30 days is aroi. More than 30 days is kavua. But if you have two independent people who have nothing to do with each other, I'm not batel to you, you're not batel to me. We both have a chiyav hadlokas neres chanukah. We're not one family. It's not neri should beso. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlekes achrayim, then he quotes a machlekes harishayim. There's some hold it doesn't help. Half of the poskim hold it doesn't help mishtata b'pruta. Each one has to light his own menorah. The Mishnah Berurah writes on the din of achsanoi, he doesn't agree. Mishnah Berurah writes on the din of achsanoi, you can be mishtata b'pruta, but if you want, you can light your own menorah. He's not bothered with this, but Rav Soloveitchik thought like the other poskim, that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even quote those who disagree. Rav Soloveitchik thought the achsanoi, the only way he's yotzei is if he'll be mishtata bepruta. If he wants to light his own menorah, it's not called beso and he can't be yoytze. The Gemara has a din when you recite Havdalah. So you can only say Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh Ache Eim Avorcham Alaner Ache Ye'osu La'oro. So we have the meaning that we put our fingers and we look at the difference between the fingernail and the skin, and then we look at the shade, and we go like this, open, get a little hana. Strictly speaking, the Gemara says you don't really need Ye'osu La'oro if he's so close that if he would look at a coin, he'd be able to see this coin. They always had the image of the emperor on the coin. Someone had the image of the emperor with a crown, some had without a crown. So you have to be close enough to be able to see if you're very far away from the candle, or the candle is very schwach, and you can't even see that the coin has any image at all. Then you can't see Bar Me'areish. Gemara says in Brochas, you have to be so close, you should be able to identify what kind of a coin it is, with a crown or without a crown. So we understand that Lashon, Eim Avorcham Al Haner, by Havdalah, Sheyeyosu La'oro, till you get Hanor from, till you get Hanor, actually get Hanor, theoretically you could get Hanor. But the Masech Hosafim has this Lashon, by Hadlokas Neres Chanika also, Eim Avorcham Al Haner, Sheyeyosu La'oro. So they should guess, what do you mean, Sheyeyosu La'oro? It says in the Gemara, and that's how we paskin, that Ner Chanika also Vishtamish Li'or Haner. You're not allowed to get Hanor. So how can you say, you only say the bracha on Erez Chanukah if you get Hanoah. So he thought that doesn't mean Ashe Ye'osu Le'oro till you get Hanoah. He thought what it means is the Gemara has an expression in Masechus Shabbos and Perek B'Mem Adlikin about Hadlokas Ne'erez Shabbos. Shraga B'tihara Maya Hani. Tihara means high noon, when the sun is right above. So Shraga is a candle. Shraga B'tihara, if you light a candle at high noon, Maya Hani, that's not called the hadlaka. Hadlaka means you illuminate the room. But if the whole room is flooded with light, so you're not accomplishing anything by lighting a candle, so hadlaka has to be balayla, at night, or at least it's getting close to the nighttime. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. When do you light Neris on Friday night? When do you light Neris Chanukah on Friday night? You can't light after the Shkia. After the Shkia is already Ben Hashmashah, so you have to light before. So how early can you light? You can light on Friday morning. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, of course not. That's Shraga B'tihara. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't light the menorah until after Plaga Mincha. Kach Tikna Chacham, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Sofa Yom. What does it mean an hour and a quarter before? So that's a machloikis. The Magen Avraham has two opinions. In Reish Lamed Gimel, I think it is, Hilchas Mincha. When is Plaga Mincha? So the Magen Avraham has two opinions. One opinion is you go from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKrachovim and you calculate Shoz Manias, when is Shor or Revia, an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKrachovim. And the other opinion in the Magen Avraham is that's what the Vilna Gaon adopted, that opinion, that he thought that that's more correct from sunrise to sunset. You figure out how much is a Shoz Manias, an hour and a quarter before. So according to the Vilna Gaon, Plaga Mincha will always be before Shkia, by definition. Plaga Mincha is calculated from sunrise to sunset. How much is a Shor? In a Shor, a Revia, an hour and a quarter, that's Plaga Mincha. According to the Magen Avraham, I think many times Plaga Mincha will be after the Shkia. So we really don't follow that. We don't hold, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that after the Shkia, it's Bada Yom for another 45 minutes, and then it becomes Ben Hashmashas. We don't do malacha. We are choshes for the Vilna Gaon and the Baal HaTanya, who both hold that the Ben Hashmashas begins with the Shkia. So that's why we follow the Vilna Gaon's man. The Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. It's not an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, calculating from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachavim. So that says Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you have no choice. You're not going to light after the Shkia, but yeah, we hold after the Shkia is already Ben Hashmashas. So you light after Plaga Mincha. Then the Mechaber quotes an opinion that if you have a big Shas HaDchak, you can light the menorah all week long. Even the other days of Chanukah, that it's not there of Shabbos, you can light the menorah after the Plaga Mincha. What's the Chiddush mean? It's not called Shraga B'tihara. It's not called Shraga B'tihara. There's such a Tosfos in Beitza that's quoted La'aloch and Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to do a malocha on the first day Yontif or the second day Yontif, because the first day is... The first day is the Yontav Deraisa, the second day is only Midrabbanan. So you're not allowed to do a malacha on Haifam Yontav Lachol. you're cooking on Yom Tov and you plan not to eat the food on Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to do that. Machlokes Rabbe and Rav Chisda, whether it's Anisa Daraisa, Anisa Darabanan, maybe you say Hoyle, but whatever it is, bottom line, you're not allowed to do Amalocha on Yom Tov from a Tzor Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to do any Malocha on the first day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov, because from the perspective of the first day Yom Tov, the second day is really Chol. It's only a make-believe Yom Tov Midirabanan. So what about Hadlokas Haneiros? What about lighting Neiros Yom Tov? So the Balei HaTosfos write in Beitza, you can do Hadlokas Haneiros late in the afternoon on the first day Yom Tov, because it's after Plag HaMincha. It's already beginning to get a little bit dark, and that's normal. The sun is already getting ready to set, and the buildings are blocking the sunlight, so it's not going to be so bright in the house. So it makes sense, even if it be a weekday, even if it wouldn't be Yom Tov, people would start to turn on the lights inside the house because there isn't enough light coming from outside. So that's not called Shraga B'Tihara. So that's what Tosfos says. So even though you got Pasha Pshat and Tosfos, Shalom learns like this Pasha Pshat. And Moshe Feinstein has a different Pshat, but that's not what it says in the Shalom. And the Kaf HaChaim quotes this Shalom. Shalom says Pshat and Tosfos is, you're allowed a light on the first day Yom Tov after Plag HaMincha with a bracha. They said, L'hadlik ner shal Yom Tov. Are you demonstrating that you're doing the malacha for tonight? No, that's marbe b'shiurim. I have the right to light a candle now. That's by medvar mamurim. If you don't have it by us, usually we have the big chandelier on. We have a big light on. The whole room is flooded with light. So on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Shabbos, when you light the neris, so if you have the big chandelier on, and you're going to light candles, it's Shraga B'Tihara, Al Pi Pashta. So let's say you want to light Neris Chanukah, and the whole room is flooded with light. You have the big chandelier on. You're going to light a Chanukah Yadeh. That's Shraga B'Tihara. So I thought the Pashtus is, the room has to be dark when you light Neris Chanukah. Just like it says, the room has to be dark when you light Neris Shabbos and Neris Yom Tov. If the room is dark, then you light the candles, then you turn on the electric bulb, then you say the brach on everything. When you have 2 days in a row, you can't turn off the candle, can't turn off the light. So that's an issue. How do you light when you have 2 days Yom Tov or 3 days Yom Tov and Shabbos in a row? How do you light candles the second day or the third day if the room is flooded with light at Shraga B'Tihara? So that's a problem. That's a very serious question. So that's what Tosfos said. That's how the Shalom reads Pshat and Tosfos. If it's late in the afternoon on the first day Yom Tov, you have to plug a mincha, and the house is already beginning to get a little dark. So it makes sense, even if it wouldn't be Yom Tov, it would make sense to turn on the lights. So that's considered lighting the candles today for today. So even though I don't just light a candle that's going to burn for another hour. I light candles that are going to burn for 4 or 5 hours, and I say a bracha lahadlik ner shal Yom Tov. So I demonstrate that the hadlok is for tonight. I want to be out to the mitzvah for tonight. So that's my bishur. The etzem halacha that I did to light the candle, that's mutter, because that hadlok today for today. I did a malacha today for today. We follow the Mishnah. You're not allowed to be molaresh mechadosh. You're not allowed to strike a match. But you can light a candle from an already existing flame if you need it for today. If you're not going to use it today, it's only for tonight, then it's a malach on the first day for the second day. But if the room is beginning to get dark because you don't have the chandelier on, so the days of the Tosfos, they didn't have any chandeliers. So then Tosfos says, you can light the candles late in the afternoon on the first day Yom Tov after Plag HaMincha. And the Shalom understood Pashim Shantesh, and you say a bracha also. But Moshe claims that it's understood, you don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha because you're not allowed to demonstrate that it's for tonight. The Pashtus and Tosfos is not so. And the Shalom says it's preferable that you should say the bracha then. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's the pshat in the Masech HaSof. Eim avrocham al haner, ner chanukah, sheyoyosu la'oro, not until you actually get hanoah, till it's late, it's so dark outside, or it's beginning to get dark, after Plag HaMincha, or after Shkir, after Tzeis HaKochavim, it's the time of the day that the Ner will give illumination. But if you're going to light before Plag HaMincha, that's not called Yosel Oro, that's not called Hadlokah. Hadlokah means that you're illuminating the room. So what is Taka this month? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, what's the Lashon HaGemara? I forgot already. The Lashon HaGemara quotes the Braisa from Maseches Sofrim. So there's a Machloikis Harishainim, what it means. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that opinion. You shouldn't be madlik nervous Chanukah to lift the Tzeis HaKochalim. That opinion, if an Erev Shabbos, you have no choice. So you're madlik after Plag HaMincha. And then the Machabe quoted one Shita, Shas HaTrak, he can light after Plag HaMincha. But basically, you shouldn't light the left at Tzeis HaKochalim. The Vilna Gaon disagrees. He thinks we should follow the opinion of the other Rishonim who disagree with that Tosfos. It doesn't mean Mishach HaShecha, doesn't mean Tzeis HaKochalim. Mishach HaShecha means right after the Shkia. You should light right after the Shkia. Which do you light first? Do you light the Neres Chanukah first, or do you light Neres Shabbos first, on Erev Shabbos? So all the Rishonim there on Perek Mamadlik, and they all quote the sheet of the Halachas Gedolus. The Bahag every so often comes up with an opinion. They always quote him when he says something strange. And Balei HaTosfos were always not happy with the things. The Bahag came up with the Chiddush that a woman can't read the Megillah to be Motzi a man. Tosfos thinks that it's not correct. But out of respect for the Bahag, we don't violate his opinion. Or the Bahag came up with the Chiddush that if you missed one day in Sfiras HaOmer, you blew it, and you can't continue to count with a bracha because you're not Yotzeh. Tosfos is not happy, but out of respect for the Bahag, we don't violate his opinion. See, here also, the Bahag came up with an interpretation of the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem. The Gemara says in Erevin Daf Mem that on every Yonta, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, when you say Shachianu, you say Shachianu over a cup of wine. At the end of the Kiddush, you enhance the significance of the bracha by reciting the bracha al hakos. A toast. On Yom Kippur, you can't recite Alakos. So after Kol Nidre, the Chazan and Shul says Shachyon, and everybody says along, Shalom Alakos. So the Gemara asks, why don't you say Shachyon before the Shkia, before Ben Ashmashas, and then you'll drink the wine? The Gemara says, you can't do that. Once you say Shachyon because of Yom Kippur, it means by definition, you're Mekabel Kedushas, you're Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur. See then? You can't say Shachyana on Erev Yom Kippur. You can only say on Yom Kippur. So if you say it on Erev Yom Kippur, means implicitly Yom Kippur Tosfos Yom Kippur. So you're not allowed to drink. So the Bahag understood from the misunderstood one way or the other. Bahag understood from the Gemara that just like reciting Shachyana is a Kabbalah Tosfos Yom Kippur, Bal Korcho Shalodom, so too Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. And you say the Bracha La'adik Nesh on Shabbos is Kabbalah Tosfos Shabbos Bal Korcho. All the Rishonim argue with him. Ein adayma. Shachyana is recited on Yantif. So if he said Shachyana Erev Yom Kippur, you don't want it to be a bracha levatola. So implicitly, you're mekabel tosefes Yom Kippur. So once you say Shachyana, you can't drink the wine. So that's why you can't say Shachyana al hakos. But al halak nesh al Shabbos is always done in preparation for Shabbos, before Shabbos begins. So why should you assume that once you bench licht on Erev Shabbos, it's kabbalah tosef Shabbos bal korchai? It's a peladika bahag, but lachatchila, we try to observe his opinion. So we don't hear, we don't even try lachatchila. The bahag himself is of the opinion that when the woman benches licht, it's kabbalah tasef, it's Shabbos for her and for the whole family, bal korchum. So he can't daven mincha afterwards. So the practice was in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, they would go to shul and daven mincha with their children, then they would send one of the children home, tell mommy that we finished mincha, she can be madlik as haneris, because if the wife would be madlik neris, and the husband and all the children would be yotzi with the wife's hadlaka, so none of them could daven mincha. If they make kabbal Shabbos, you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol. So that we don't have that practice. We're just machmer lechatchila for the bahag, for the woman who lit candles. For her, it's a kabbalah tosef Shabbos bal korcha. We're machmer. Unless you have a shas hatchak, then she should have in mind that she's not mekabel Shabbos. But Shalom B'Shas HaTrak, we are choshish for the Bahag Shita with respect to the person who lit the candles, respect to the woman who lit the candles, yeah. But that's why, because of this Bahag, so that's where the Rishonim have the discussion. When they do the Hadlokas HaNeris on Erev Shabbos, so they say before Hadlokas HaNeris Shabbos, because according to the Bahag, once the Balabasta does Hadlokas HaNeris Shabbos, it's Tosef Shabbos for the whole family. So lechatchila, why should we get involved in the machloikas? So lechatchila, we do Hadlokas Neres Chanukah first, and then you do Hadlokas Neres Shabbos after. What's the din? You did Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, and 5 minutes later, the Balabasta didn't bench licht yet for Shabbos. 5 minutes later, the Chanukah candles blew out. Either because something with the oil, with the wicks, it didn't work, or something, so it went out by itself, or someone opened up a window, a door, and the wind accidentally blew out the candles. So usually there's a machlokes in the Gemara where the kopsa, that's the first sugya in the sugya of Chanukah, kopsa, if the Ner Chanukah went out by itself, if you blew it out, if kiba, then we say you have to relight it. But if kopsa by itself, I lit Ner Chanukah went out accidentally, so there's a machlokes where the zokoklo, in a zokoklo, are you mechuyev to light it again? And we pass in kopsa, in a zokoklo. So the Taz is of the opinion that's only on a normal night of Chanukah when you lit and there is Chanukah and it's burning for a few minutes and you began to be out to the mitzvah. And the mitzvah should be, it should burn for longer. Kolzman, they'll still be pisum in Isa. So if it blew out in the middle, so we out to the mitzvah for a little bit of time so you don't have to rekindle. But if it's Erev Shabbos and it blew out before Shkia, the Balabasta didn't ben Shabbos dikalicht yet. So you didn't even begin to be out to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only balayla. Even if you hold like those shitas that you can light Neres Chanukah at Plaga Mincha, or you can light Neres Chanukah at Shkia, so the Rav Soloveitchik said, the Mishnah Berurah says this, when Achrayim, means that it's not called Shraga B'tihara, but you're not Yotze unless it burns for half an hour after Tzeisah Kechavim. That's the zman that is possible to do a hadlok. It's not a Shraga B'tihara, Mayahani. But it has a Chal Hashem Ner on it. But you're not Yotze until it begins to burn after Tzeisah Kechavim. So the Taz is of the opinion that if you lit Neres Chanukah before Neres Shabbos, and then the Neres Chanukah went out, and you didn't even begin to have the Kima Mitzvah, so you have to light it over again. But the Mechaber quotes the Rishonim and say not so. Quotes the Trumas Adeshin. Mechaber quotes the Trumas Adeshin and says not so. So even the Taz who says against the Trumas Adeshin, out of respect for the Trumas Adeshin, he holds he's wrong. The Taz holds the Trumas Adeshin is wrong. You have to rekindle the Ner Chanukah, but you don't say a bracha. According to the Trumas Adeshin, you're not mechuyev to light it again. So the Trumas Adeshin says because you can't light Neres on Shabbos. So the Takanas Chachamim Lachatchila was you do the Hadlaka mibod yom after Plaga Mincha. So you did the Hadlaka. So you yotzei already. So that's, if you would have asked me, I would have said like the Taz, but Shulchan Aruch says not so. When do you light Neres Chanukah Metzoy Shabbos at home? So Bolineta, maybe next week we'll have to continue and we'll talk about that topic. Very good. Tomorrow morning, Bolineta, I plan to give a shir on Parsha. Whoever is available is welcome to come and listen to the shir at 10:30. And Bolineta, Sunday, we'll continue with the sugya. We left off in the middle of the sugya, Shvachetzim Epas. I think we'll finish that sugya till Chav Zainam in base, if I'm not mistaken, and then we'll start Chazar. Okay, everyone should be healthy, and we'll be